السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It is the bliss of marriage part 1 with myself and my beloved Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim. Tamat barakatuhum, sending in for our honorable Ustad who's not in this morning. His cousin passed away, if I'm not mistaken, in Pochevstrom. Allah Ta'ala grant the family sabrun jameel, and Allah Ta'ala grant the marhum the highest stage in Jannatul Firdaus. Yes, honorable my beloved Ustad and honorable our listeners of Sirius FM and our listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. Yes, my engineer this morning, none other than Haji Yusuf Ali. Let us go to my beloved Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, this morning. Of course, as I was saying earlier on when I was speaking to him, you know, he's sounding fresh. He just got back from India. Maybe he's still tired, you know. Normally when you get back from a safar, you always, you want to relax, you want to chillax. But anyway, let's go to my Ustad this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana, nice to hear your voice again.
Ameen, ameen. Wa anta kathalik, Ustad. Wa anta kathalik.
Mawlana, you seem to be very happy. And mashallah, I think one of, you know, when you study psychology and when you see a smile, and mashallah, the energy that generates from within, that shows Allah Ta'ala has given you a wonderful partner.
Allahu Akbar. Ameen, ameen, ameen.
They bring such, yes, on the spiritual level, is Allah Rabbul Alameen. By making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it's immense happiness and peace and tranquility. But when you enjoy a fantastic relationship with your partner, she's blooming, mashallah. There's so much of nur and happiness. Likewise, within you as the husband, you are so loving, so relaxed, so, ameen, mashallah, ameen, energized. So that shows the chemistry is working. And I think the bliss of marriage is, this is what we want to achieve. Hadrat Mufti Sahab said to me this morning, Mawlana, I have to attend the funeral in the family. May Allah Ta'ala grant Hadrat Mufti Sahab Sabri Jameel.
Ameen.
And the person who has passed on, Allah Ta'ala grant them the highest rank in Jannat.
Ameen.
Allah grant all of us husni khatima. Allahumma akfir ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة.
آمين.
اللهم اجعل قبرهم روضة من رياض الجنة.
آمين.
اللهم حافظهم حسابين سيرا.
آمين.
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.
Yes, Mawlana, I love your topic. You put me on the spot for this morning.
سبحان الله سبحان
الله. But inshallah, Al-Aziz, we'll try our level best.
Ustad, you were telling me just a few seconds or a few minutes ago, maybe why I'm happy. It's because, you were saying about the energizing and the energy. It's because your spouse. So I want to ask you, Ustad, quickly, just before we start our topic. And our topic this morning is that how do you react to a problem in your marriage? Should you tell anyone? Should you stay quiet? Should you let your partner get away with it and be passive? What do you do? Who do you confront with your problems? You know, so Ustad, I want to ask you, if husband and wife, maybe they're not happy. Like you were saying, I'm happy because of my wife. Will that affect you, Ustad? Maybe, for example, if I'm not happy with my wife, will it affect my personality? Will it affect my energy? Will it affect my bubbliness? I just want to know, Ustad, before we start the topic, because I see, mashallah, you started very well, saying, Mawlana, I'm hearing you on your voice. You're sounding very happy. So I'm just asking, Ustad, on the other hand, if you are not happy with your partner, will that affect your work? Will it affect your personality? Will it affect the people around you? Will it affect you? What's your character, Ustad?
Well, definitely. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan the best. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. And Allah ta'ala has created, you know, in us emotions. Now, we got to channel that emotion, that feeling. And when we do it by fulfilling huququllah, our rights to Allah, and hukukul ibad, and our rights to our fellow human beings, and more so ever, it's our wives. And nikah and marriage is such a beautiful connection. It's such a wonderful institution, it brings about a different personality. It brings about, it shows that Allah Ta'ala is full of love and muhabbah. It's only 1% of love Allah has given in this dunya. Can you imagine? Only one fraction of it, 1% of true love Allah has distributed in the world. In the animal kingdom, we as insan, you love your mother in a different way. See? You love your wife in a different way. You love your children in a different way. You love your students in a different way. Allahu Akbar. Only 1% of love Allah has distributed into this world. And that is why we see such great love and interaction in families. And 99% of it Allah is going to grant to us on the day of Qiyamah. So coming back to your point, Mawlana, it definitely affects you. If I had an argument with my wife or with my husband this morning, I'm in a foul mood. My thoughts are all gone haywire.
Sure.
I've lost focus. And that's why you cannot execute justice when you are upset, when you're angry, when you are furious. You need to calm down. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you're angry, you're furious. See? Sit down. If you're sitting, lie down. Go and make wudu. Engage in some istighfar and some zikrullah. Because when you are upset, shaitan runs through your veins. And that is why you see this ugly, monstrous look on the face of a man and a woman when they're angry. You cannot believe that it's you. Your eyes are bloodshot. Your eyes are popping out. Your forehead. Look at your cheeks. You look at your appearance. It's absolutely frightening. So, respected brothers, yes, Mawlana, if I'm having disputes with my wife or with my husband, it affects not only me, it affects the whole family. You'll find the children, they are stressed out. They don't know why parents are arguing. The family, the staff, the maid that's working, the employees that are working for you, Mawlana, it has a rippling effect. That is why it is so important for husband and wife to maintain this balance. When I was in India at my cousin's house, a youngster came to me and he started speaking to me in English. So I said, and I saw some sayings on his wall. So I said to him, cousin, do me a favor. Can you just write down this beautiful saying that you put on this wall? And I like what he wrote here. He said, life is like riding a bicycle. Life is like riding a bicycle. Imagine yourself riding a bicycle. So life is right. Is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Well, you've got to start pedaling if you want to move forward. You've got to balance yourself on that seat and start pedaling and moving forward. So yes, you'll have obstacles. You'll have some test and trial in between. See, but how do you cope? How do you manage? Do you throw in the towel? Do you walk out? Do you demand a divorce? Do you become violent and abusive? Do you become this cruel person? No. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them on the footing of kindness. So, answering your question, Mawlana, that is why it is so important for us as husbands and wives to maintain a balance. So that the whole machinery, the whole workshop, the whole business at home runs perfectly in order.
Subhanallah.
May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen. So Ustaz, let's go to this. How do you react to a problem in your marriage? All of us are married. Like you said earlier on, we all have problems, ups and downs. And you mentioned that very beautiful example. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you need to start pedaling. So I want to ask Ustaz, how do you react to a problem in your marriage? Should you tell anyone? Should you confront anyone? Should you stay quiet? Should you let your partner get away with it and be passive? What do you do? Should you go to your mother or father and tell them about your partner? Or should you go to your in-laws and tell them about your partner? Who do you confront the situation? What do you do, Ji Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قال الله تعالى واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعذوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن وإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فابعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها إن يريدا إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah Ta'ala is most hakeem, most wise. Allah is all knowing. Allah created us. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. Best of creation, best of humanity. But Allah Ta'ala is hakeem. واللاتي تخافون الله and those women on whose part you fear disloyalty. تخافون نشوزهن. نشوز means disloyalty, disobedience. How should you react? How should you respond when you have this problem? You're faced with it. Allah is saying to us. And to those women on whom part you fear disloyalty and ill conduct, how do you solve the problem? First and foremost, talk, discuss, communicate. Close the door, take a drive in the car, sit in the park where there's total silence, inshallah. Talk about what's hurting me, what's hurting you. So if you're not going to communicate, if I'm not going to speak out, I'm going to bottle this in me. Manana, the day the bubble bursts, then all hell will break loose.
True, sir.
So Allah is giving us a beautiful formula. And this formula is till the day of Qiyamah. Go to any marriage counselor or whoever you want to go, psychologist, psychiatrist. Alhamdulillah. They will give you advice in the similar category. But Allah gave this advice to us 1400 years ago. Okay, how to solve disputes? Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَعِذُوهُنَّ. Talk to them. Relate to them. Express your sorrow, your grief, your pain, your suffering. Talk. Don't bottle it up. And don't scream at each other. Allahu Akbar. The only time a couple is allowed to scream is if the house is on fire and you need help. But I'm sitting right in front of my wife. Do I have to scream on top of her? That the whole neighborhood must hear that there's drama here that's happening in this house. No. In a dignified way, فَإِذُهُنَّ. Talk to her. Advise her. Give her a hearing. Let hear her out, inshallah. If that therapy doesn't work, وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ.
Subhanallah.
Separate yourself from the bed that you share with her. Allahu Akbar. How hakeem, how kareem is Allah. How thoughtful is Rabbul Alameen. What beautiful advice. Mawlana, from the day you said, نَقَحْتُهَا وَكَبِلْتُهَا وَتَزَوَّجْتُهَا. You walked your wife to your home and you welcomed her as a guest, and it was a great honor to seat your wife on the bed spread with beautiful rose petals. It's a memorable thing, and there now you separate yourself. But see how hakeem is Allah, how rahim and kareem is Allah. Allah is saying, separate yourself from the bed that you share with her. but don't go out of that room.
Mm.
Ulama Ikram have written. It's a very painful thing. I'm married for 20 years, 30 years. We sleep in each other's arms. I make my wife go to bed like a little baby, and vice versa. She does that. Alhamdulillah. Great sawab, great reward. I'm doing it for so many years, and all of a sudden there's an argument, there's a fight. And I just abandon her. Or she abandons you. What's the feeling that goes? It kills you. So Allah Ta'ala is Hakim. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, separate yourself from the bed that you share, but stay in the same room. Because, Mulana, for half an hour, 40 minutes, you're angry. You don't want to look at her. You don't want to talk to her. You don't want to smile at her. You ignore her, vice versa. But after some time, you know, some humanity comes into you. Some insaniyat comes into you. That this is my wife. She's done so much for me. This is my husband who's given me izzat, who's given me respect. See? I can't take this anymore. And that is why one of the qualities of a woman of Jannah, described by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that she is upset with her husband and her husband is upset with her. But at night she goes to him. Allahu Akbar. And she holds his hand.
Allah.
She takes his hand and puts it in her hand. She's holding it. And she says, I will not sleep tonight until you make me maaf and be happy. Allah shall give that wife Jannatul Firdaus. Allah will categorize her in the maqam of Shuhada wa Saliheen. Just by this gesture, that as much as my husband is wrong, he's hurt me. But in the end of the day, he's my soulmate. And she goes up to him. Nana, men generally have got a little bit of pride in them. It's very hard for them to say, I'm sorry. We don't want the wife to say sorry. Okay. It doesn't make no difference. Because in the eyes of Allah, the person who initiates peace first, the person who wants to make salam first, the person who wants to humble himself, the person who wants to forgive first, in the eyes of Allah, this tremendous amount of sawab. It's not about ego. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us, coming back to your question, Mulana, Allah has given us the formula. You and I, if we follow this formula, we'll have no problems in our marriages. It's always the third party that interferes, Mulana. If you leave the husband and wife together, leave them, give them their privacy, let them thrash it out, I'm sure they will come out from there with one united decision. But it's always the third party and interference. I'm not saying parents should not take part in trying to help solve the problem. They should. The elders should get involved. The ulama should get involved. But initially, let the couple sit down, Mulana, and talk about it. So the second way, a second therapy Allah is giving to the ummah, is that when there is a dispute, and there is an issue, first you talk and negotiate and communicate. Number two, then separate the bed that you share with her. And the last one, Allah is saying, وَضْرِبُهُنَّ and give them a light beating. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never encouraged it. See? To physically hit your wife. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never hit your wife on her face. We like to clout people. We love to give people blue eyes. You know, a lot of people say, like, well, I gave him a blue eye. Allahu Akbar. Why is boxing haram, Mulana? It's a good sport, very energized sport. But what is my intention is to disfigure my opponent.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Bust his eyes, bust his lips, bust his jaws, break his jaws, disfigure his face. To this extent, Sharia said, do not even hit an animal on his face.
Ya Allah.
Because the face is a place of dignity and respect. And that same wife, you want to, at one moment, you said to her, you are everything in my world. Poor mankar kya karoge jab tum khud phool ho. When the wife asked for a beautiful bouquet of flowers, what did you tell her? Phool mangkar kya karoge? Why are you asking for this bouquet of flower? You are the most beautiful bouquet of flower for me.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And the same face you want to clout, you want to hit and disfigure. Remember, Allah is watching you.
We said there's a sister here from Binoni and Ummi Shazia. She says, listening to the program, she says, Maulana Salim, you mentioned about light beating. I'm breastfeeding. My son is only 9 months old. And while breastfeeding, my husband slapped me twice, physically slapped me on my face. Of course, Maulana Salim, he's a very short-tempered person. But Maulana Salim, I'm so hurt, I can't continue like this. But for my child's sake, I'm going to make sabr and I'm going to still be his wife. You know, what do I do? Now, what do you tell the sister here, Ustad? Because if she goes to the mother and the parent, they'll say, no, my son is never like this. You speak about light beating. Ustad, some men, they hit their wives. Come on, Ustad. Let's be open. Let's open the lines here, Ustad. Come on. What does the sister do? She's breastfeeding her 9-month-old boy. I mean, while breastfeeding, the husband hits her, physically slaps her on the face. What do you do, Ustad?
I'll ask this husband of this sister.
Uh-huh.
Would you love someone to do this to your sister? What would your reaction be? My first question to him. Do you have a mother? You love someone to do this to your mother. You have a sister? You love somebody to do this to your sister, your aunt? First and foremost. Number two, he is such an ungrateful person.
Yes.
Allah blessed him with such a beautiful gem of a wife and a mashallah child. He should be giving mubarakbad to his wife, helping the wife, assisting her. And you must remember, Maulana, women after giving birth, this postnatal depression, you know, they go through a difficult period because the hormones in the body are all haywire.
Sure.
So much of tolerance is required from the husband. So much of sabr is required. And so much of help. The husband should be a helping hand. It's not only the duty of the mother to bring up the child.
Ya Allah.
It's a joint effort. Allah gave both of you this gift. Allah didn't only give it to the wife. See? When that child was conceived, it was Allah Ta'ala's kudrat. See? So for this husband, either he's got his bipolar, number one, or he's got an anger management problem.
Sister says anger. Anger, Ustad. The sister says anger management, G.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. We come into marriages with baggages.
Sure.
This is the saddest part. You know, as parents, we know that my son is a very temperamental person. Very emotional person. Short-tempered, short-fused. And I still want to get my son married to a humble child. Somebody's daughter. Sake of treating that the son, trying to help him, inshallah, seek help from him, from a doctor, from an alim, from somebody, so he can control his temper and his temperament. We mums about it, Maulana. And when the marriage takes place, obviously, the wife has no choice. She has to stay in this relationship. But in today's time, Maulana, the sisters are very proactive.
So, Ustad, what do you do? Our question again, how do you react to a problem in your marriage? Should you tell anyone? Ustad, you've got two mashallah daughters. I've got two beautiful daughters. My daughters come to you or your daughters come to you. Daddy, my husband hits me once, twice, thrice while breastfeeding. How do you react, Ustad? I mean, what do you do? Should you keep quiet? Should you stay quiet? Should you let your partner get away with it? How do you help this sister, Ustad? She's only 27. Her husband is 31 years old. Umishazia,
I'll give you a beautiful example from the life of Rasulullah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
How Rasulullah solved Hadrat Ali and Hadrat Fatima's issue. Just to show you. As parents, we must not say now that you're married now. It's your problem. It's your baby. Look after it. No. You will remain involved in the welfare of your daughter when she gets married, even if she's 40, 50, 60 years old.
Allahu Akbar.
One day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala are in a discussion. And Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is arguing with Rasulullah. She's raising her voice. And it so happened, Hadrat Abu Bakr, her father, walked in. And he can hear the commotion. And he asked Ijazat to come inside. Knocked at the door and he came in. And he went to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and punched her in the side and her ribs.
Ya Allah.
And said, How dare you speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way?
Ya Allah.
And Rasulullah came between
in between father and daughter, and said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, it's okay, stay out of it.
Ya Allah.
What I'm saying is, can you see Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq as a father is reprimanding Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, is advising her, how dare do you speak to Rasulullah in this way?
Allahu Akbar.
The point what I'm saying, this, you know, thinking that once my daughter is married, that's your problem now. What happens? Only your janazah must come here. That zamana is gone. Forget about those silly thoughts. See? You need to be involved, yes, where it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That's one example. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in between Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, inshallah, we'll resolve the matter. And then when he left, what did Rasulullah say to Hazrat Aisha? See, how I saved you from your father. Subhanallah.
Allah.
Look at the humor.
Allah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you say, see how I saved you. That's one example.
Uh-huh.
Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to visit Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. I'm trying to show that how parents also should be somewhat involved to a certain degree in helping the couple to move forward. Rasulullah comes home and comes to Hazrat Fatima's house, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala is upset and she's crying. And he asks, where is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, we had an argument. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala left the house. When she made that remark, Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whole expression changed.
Sure.
A concerned father, rahmatul lil alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the sahaba to go and look for Hazrat Ali. Where is he? And they find him sleeping in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the masjid. And in that zamana, there was no tiles and carpets in Masjid al-Nabawi. It was dust and sand.
Mm-hmm.
And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was lying on his side. And the whole imprint of dust was on his back. And Rasulullah addressed him with such a beautiful title. Qum ya Aba Turab.
Allahu Akbar.
Qum. Stand up. Father of sand.
Sin. Mm-hmm.
Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught him up and asked him, what happened? He took Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala back home. And he made peace between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anha. When Rasulullah came back to the masjid, there was such a beautiful smile. Sahaba-i-kiram were very vigilant, very observant.
Uh-huh.
When this happened, when Rasulullah, that worried look on Rasulullah's face, it was a matter of concern for them.
Mm-hmm.
They asked Rasulullah afterwards, that, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you so worried and concerned. What happened?
Mm.
And Rasulullah said, no. There was some arguments between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. I have now made peace. Alhamdulillah, they are happy. That is why I am happy. So coming back to your question, Imara, that who should intervene, who should help in this matter? Obviously, the parents should. Insha'Allah, Allah will make khair and barakah. So to that sister, first of all, Allah Ta'ala make the child nek and salih.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
He's the apple of both parents' eyes, not only the mother's eyes. And maybe Allah will use the child, inshallah, to bring some sanity and muhabbat between the couple. But that husband is ungrateful.
Yes, Ustad. Very true.
Inshallah, he needs help. Maybe some alim should sit to him, some family member, or even his parents. To sit him down and explain to him that a woman, that is why, if a woman passes away giving birth to a child, Maulana, she dies as a shaheeda.
Ya Allah.
She dies as a shaheed. Can you imagine what maqam Allah is giving to a woman? When she falls pregnant, the malaikas come and give her mubarakbad. When she breastfeeds the child, mubarakbad. When she stops breastfeeding the child, Allah Ta'ala sends angels to give her mubarakbad. That's the maqam of a mother who has given birth, and now you're slapping her. Oh, no, this is not insaniyat. The gentleman needs help, inshallah, al-Aziz. May his parents should intervene, inshallah, al-Aziz. Ulama of the town or city. Or if not, then I think the wife has a right to speak to her father, to please talk to my husband. Inshallah, this is unacceptable behavior.
Mm. 22 minutes to 12 o'clock. You are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our Honorable Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, who has just returned back from India. I see the listener says, welcome back, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim. This one says, from Marlboro, Maulana Salim Karim is very romantic. Rose petals on the bed. that's a sister, mashallah. This one says, Dr. Love. Our Dr. Love is back. Of course, he's back. Ustad, the sister says, the same sister, Umi Shazia, she says that parents of his sister, and his sister said to me that, why did you get married to him? You knew before he had anger problem. So now, Ustad, I don't know. Of course, you gave the answer. You told the sister what to do. So, I don't know, Ustad. I don't know. She said that she confronted, meaning her husband's sister, and the sister said that, but we told you that he's got an anger problem, anger management. So, Ustad, what do you do in a situation?
Wow, that's such a beautiful thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, as parents, Maulana, we must take responsibility for our action. That is why we as parents need to be perfect role models in every department. As somebody said, you know, the most important thing a father can do for his children, Maulana, you'll cry. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother.
Sure, ya Allah.
Give birth to your children. Love the mother of your children. There are thousands and maybe millions of couples who are childless. Manana, they're crying every day, Allah, grant me a child. Grant me a child.
Allah.
And yeah, Allah gives you a gem. Allah gives you such a big ni'mat. What na shukri are you doing? And as somebody said, if you are a man, but the day you raise your voice to your mother, you are not anymore.
Ya Allah.
Sometimes we are so rude to our parents. See? So this can apply to your wife. You are a man. But the day you raise your voice to your mother, then you're not anymore.
Ya Allah.
Number three, Maulana. The most beautiful woman in the world, who are they to you? Who are these three most beautiful people, most beautiful women in your life?
Your mother?
Number one is my mother.
Uh-huh.
Number two is her shadow.
Hmm?
And number three, her image in the mirror.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The most beautiful, see? The most three most beautiful women in your life. Number one is your mother. Number two is her shadow. And number three, the beautiful image in the mirror.
Ustad, you have to listen to this one, yeah. The sister in Swaziland says, Maulana Salim Karim, I really thought you were going to say your mother, your wife, your mother-in-law.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. And that's nothing, that's not far-fetched, Maulana. Alhamdulillah. You should, if you love your husband, then you should love your mother-in-law, because dost ka dost, dost hota hai.
Beshak.
My friend, friend is your friend. So my husband is my best friend. And his mother is his best friend. So you love his best friend. So dost ka dost, dost hota hai. So if you love your husband, then you need to respect your mother-in-law.
Allah.
I have cases. That the daughter-in-law finds it very hard to call her mother-in-law Ma.
But why, Ustad?
This is the bringing up. So we say, if my mother-in-law's name is Aisha, I'll say, I won't say Ma, I'll say Auntie Aisha. Ye koi baat hai.
Astaghfirullah.
So that shows you haven't accepted her. She's like your mother. And vice versa, Ma. Maulana? We also have daughters. Allah has given us daughters.
Yes, Ustad.
If my son-in-law treats my daughter, all hell breaks loose, Maulana. And why is it that when your son ill-treats, or your mother-in-law, or your mother ill-treats her daughter-in-law, which is your wife?
Yes.
And you mums about it, Maulana. What goes around, comes around. Just remember this. If we ill-treat somebody else's daughter, Maulana, remember we have daughters at home ourselves. Most probably, history can repeat itself. And then we'll hold our heads and cry,
why did this happen?
Karni, Waisi Barni. 16 minutes to 12 o'clock. Yes, you are tuning in, listening to Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, The Bliss of Marriage, Part 1. I see somebody says, Maulana, please have this topic on a Thursday night about mother-in-laws and father-in-laws. Please, on your program, the discussion, you, Maulana Salim Karim, and get your guest, the white guy. I think this thing about Brian Blame. This is a listener. Yes, this is a listener from Asabu. Ustad, can I ask you one question quickly? We've got about 15 minutes left. Ustad, I read this on asknanima.com. So I don't know, maybe Ustad perhaps could, inshallah, maybe guide the listeners out there as well and guide the situation. My husband cheated on me. And despite asking for my forgiveness, I cannot find it in my heart to forgive him. So we're not divorced, but just separated. We are in our 30s. The girl he cheated with is 22 years single. I know her name. I've created a fake account and follow her on Instagram, where she broadcasts her life. I feel sick every time I see her pictures, going on with her life like nothing happened, while she turned my life and that of my 5 years and 8 year old upside down. I've managed to get her parents' details and I have been deliberating. Should I notify them of what she has done? Don't get me wrong. I place majority blame on my husband. But it infuriates me that there have been no consequences for this girl. So the consequences is, Ustad, some people, they comment to this question. They said, the mistress should be confronted. Some say forgive and let go. Some say ditch the lying, cheating dog and move on. Some say the 22-year-old is still a little baby. Leave her alone. Some were like, beat that little girl up. Call her parents and threaten her. So, Ustad, we're asking you this question, please, Ustad. I read this on asknanima.com. So how do you react to a problem like this, Ustad?
Mana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the title of Kuntum Khaira Ummatin Ukhrijat Linnas. And one of the qualities that you and I, male or female, husband or wife, parents, is Amr bil Maruf and Nahi Anil Munkar. That enjoin good and forbid the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This 22-year-old girl, whoever she is absolutely selfish. Mm-hmm. Both of them are to be blamed. But for the husband, when Allah has given him a pure, halal, beautiful wife, why do you want to go and pick up from the dustbin? From the dumb side, as far as I'm concerned. That Allah has given you, brought your wife to a beautiful institution of nikah into your life. Allah bless them with children. See? And then we go and seek pleasure elsewhere. We have faults in us. We need to look into us. What has led this? Okay? Both of us need to go and see. What are my shortcomings? What is his shortcomings? What am I lacking that woman has?
Yes, Ustad. Very well said.
This is very important, Maulana. We have to work at it. What led to this affair? But Allah Ta'ala has made it very clear. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. One. Number two, Allah has said to us clear in the Quran, وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Allah has given us clear instructions in the Quran. That, oh, believing men, lower your gaze. Oh, believing women, lower your gaze. So something has gone wrong here. Something is lacking in some spice. Some chemical is lacking. Some bond is lacking between this couple. So we need to identify that, one. Number two, we need to put a stop immediately. The parents of that girl needs to, as much as this husband is wrong, but the girl is equally wrong, knowing that this man is married. He has a wife, he has children, she's breaking up a decent home, gee, just because of money or just because of pleasure and lust. This is totally unacceptable. So, for that girl, I think her parents need to be notified and brought to the attention and put a complete stop to it. For the sister, to walk away from the marriage is very easy. Allah has given you a child. But to be divorced, or to be a widow sometimes, has become a great challenge in our society, Maulana. And especially when you're divorced. People have no respect for a divorcee. Maybe we need to talk about this again. She's taken for granted. Everybody feels that she's a free woman. She's available. See? the respect and dignity is lost. They have to fight for survival. They have to fight for their integrity and respect. So to walk away from a marriage just because your husband committed adultery or had an affair, I think it's a bit premature. Yes, if there's a continuity, and maybe we should discuss it with the Darul Ifta, that my husband has been flirting and having affairs after affairs, and I'm worried about falling ill and getting sick and having all types of sicknesses and disease in my body. I cannot live with this person. I need my nikah to be annulled. If the husband is adamant, I'm not giving you talaq.
There's a sister, Ustad, there's a sister from Qibla Park. To intervene you. Sister Adila, she says, I'm listening to you guys, but I'm sorry, Maulana Saleem, I totally disagree with you. You know, I don't blame the 22-year-old girl. She's innocent. Maulana Saleem, blame the husband, because he knows he's married. Maybe this innocent girl, she wants to be that man's second wife. There's nothing wrong. This is from Sister Adila from Qibla Park.
Maulana, if you want something, do it the right way.
Yes, Ustad.
No, it's not that, mashallah, she wants to be a second wife. She knows it's well plotted, it's well organized, Maulana. This sister, if she is really sincere, we give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
No problem. Then approach, mashallah. I have a case that I'm dealing with right now, Maulana. A person wants to get married. He discussed it with his wife. His wife said, but, you know, I'd like to see who the lady is, first and foremost. Inshallah, I'd like to chat with her. Just to know, because I don't have any problems. You want to get married to her, inshallah, al-Aziz. I have no problems, inshallah, al-Aziz. Welcome, go ahead. But before you do that, I'd like to interact in the sense, know who this person, because I do not want to disrupt my family. We have children, we have grandchildren, alhamdulillah. I do not want to bring somebody here that is going to come and disrupt this whole family. So it will be better in the end for me to talk to the sister who you intend to make nikah with, inshallah. If we can come to an understanding, you can have my du'as, go ahead. I have no problems. I can't stop you. It's your desire. You feel you can do justice. You don't want to get yourself in guna and sin, alhamdulillah. But Maulana, to be a second wife in this way, because maybe he's a sugar daddy. He's giving her money, he's looking after her. Her rent is being paid. MashaAllah, airtime is being sent every day. This is a new style, Maulana. If I want to generate love today, easiest way, Maulana, say your lover, MashaAllah, send me airtime. This is what's happening.
Astaghfirullah.
I have cases like that coming.
Come on, Ustaz, airtime.
Thousands of rent, he's sending airtime and data, so that they could talk and communicate. If you start a relationship on haram, it is doomed.
Sure.
Simple.
Subhanallah.
Simple answer to the sister who said that.
If you start on
a haram footing, Maulana, that relationship, every barakah is gone from it. It is doomed. Bottom line.
Ustad, Sister Adila, I think, I don't know, maybe she's upset about something, but of course, Sister Adila, you've got all the rights to pose any questions you'd like. She says, I'm sorry again, Maulana Saleem, you're going against the ayat in the Quran about four wives. This is Sister Adila, you know, because you're saying, no, that you were handling a case and the wife said, okay, I want to see who's that person that you're going to get married to. So Sister Adila is saying, you're from Qibla Park. I'm sorry, Maulana Saleem, you're going against the ayat in the Quran regarding the four wives. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَوْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. So Ustad, I don't know, maybe guide Sister Adila, you know, Ustad. Maybe she went also maybe she's got daughters. Maybe she went, I don't know, through problems with her children. I don't know, Ustad. Gee, you've got about 8 minutes left.
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, this is a very interesting topic.
Yes.
What the Sharia says regarding taking a second wife or a third wife, and I think, Maulana, we have discussed this in previous topics of discussion. But Mufti Aki Saab has also, mashallah, elaborated on this. Maulana, each case is on a different merit. You've got to look at it differently. It's just not a blank question and answer thing. You've got to look at what's the circumstances, what's the reason, what's the purpose, inshallah. I have no doubt whatsoever. Allah has given ijazat for you to marry 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4. Alhamdulillah. But the clause is fawahidatan. If you cannot execute equality and justice, fawahidatan, then stick to one wife. You can take a survey out. And those sisters who are listening out and who are second wife, maybe they should come in to help this discussion and maybe help Sister Adila also. They can tell you the honest truth, Maulana.
Yes, they may be 10%, 20%, mashallah, they're being treated fairly. But 80 to 90% of second wives are given, you know, third class.
Mm-hmm.
They're treated as non-entities. It's just a lust, a favor, and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's niyatul mu'min khayru min amal. If your niyat is that, I want to take two wives, alhamdulillah, your wife can't stop you, nor did her parents stop you, nobody. It's your decision, it's your right. If you feel within yourself, alhamdulillah, I can justify myself, and I know what I'm doing, nobody can stop you. Not, Shariat cannot stop you. Shariat is giving you open permission to make nikah, two wives, three wives, four wives. But the condition is equality and justice.
Six minutes to 12 o'clock. Very, very interesting topic. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see all the listeners are tuning in. They're giving the input. This one says from Mayfair West. Sister Adila, you need to catch awake. Don't ever get involved in a second marriage. This one says, no, maybe Sister Adila, she's got a point. Why committing haram? Maybe the 22-year-old girl, she really wants to get married to that husband being a second wife. This one
no
says...
No problem, Mulana. As I said, don't start the relationship on haram.
Yes, I agree with you, Ustad. I will stand with you.
This is what I'm saying, Mulana. Go and propose for her then, alhamdulillah. If you are so brave,
yeah.
Alhamdulillah, Sister Adila, I think, you're so brave to do all these things, then be brave enough. And there is not, Mulana, let's clear this one point also for our mothers and sisters. If I, as a female, alhamdulillah, with dignity and respect, come and make a proposal, say, for example, to you, Mulana. I'm a female and I come and say to you that I wish to make nikah with you. In our society today, it's taboo.
Yeah,
no other than respect.
Yes, yes.
Allahu Akbar, Mulana, this is the wrong perception. If I, as a girl, as a female, take the initiative, yes, consulting with my parents to bring them in also, inshallah. But as a female, as a young Muslim lady or a girl, can I, as a female, propose? Normally the boy proposes, Mulana. This is how the tradition goes about. But somebody can ask this question, is there anything wrong for a girl to come up to a family and say that I wish to propose to make nikah to your son? Jaiz. A lady came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I wish to marry you. Subhanallah. On another occasion, a father comes with a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Ya Rasulullah, this is my daughter. She wants to propose to you. And she has a unique quality. Rasulullah asked her, what's the quality? And the father said, she never gets sick. She's a health, very health conscious. She never gets sick. Rasulullah said, no, I do not wish to marry her. Because if a person doesn't get sick at all, then that person, the mercy of Allah is not with that person. Because when you get sick, Allah's mercy will be with you. You become mustajabud da'wah. For every pain and ache you suffer, Allah is rewarding you. Subhanallah. So sickness is a rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you telling me that your daughter never ever gets sick.
Ya Allah.
The point is, can a girl propose? That's my argument here.
Ustad, I have to stop you there. I've got about 3 minutes left. Now you have to listen to this, Ustad. We've got, in this 3 minutes, you better help Sister Adila. Now, Sister Adila, she has opened the platform. She says, okay, Mawlana Salim Karim, I'm not debating with you. I'm just hurt. I'm 31 years of age and I'm interested in someone who's 43 years old and he's also married. He's got 3 kids and he's well off. And I'm in this situation. Allahu Akbar. That's why I think she was speaking about the 22-year-old girl. She says that she's innocent. Blame the husband. Now, Sister Adela is saying, Ustad, that she's 31. The guy that she's interested, he's 43. He's married also. And he's got 3 children. Sister Adela says that every year, this guy is telling her, I will come and propose to you. I will come and propose to you. It's now 2.5 years it's going on like this. I think Sister Adela, she's very furious and she's hurt. How do you help her now, Ustad? Yes, she's speaking the truth. I don't know, Ustad, if you're getting me where I'm coming in.
You know, it's a long discussion, Mulana. Maybe, offline, inshallah.
Yes,
contact the Jamia's office, inshallah. Contact yourself or myself, inshallah. And put the case, you know, Mulana, we've got to have all the facts and figures in front of us.
Okay, at this moment, we're getting it in tidbits, whatever it is.
Indeed,
and
indeed.
To give a fatwa or to give a ruling, inshallah, we need to have all the facts and figures.
Yeah, but,
and then we could...
But Ustad, why is this guy delaying to propose to Sister Adila? I mean, he's married, he's got three kids. Do we say that this guy...
He's having fun, Mulana. He's not interested. He's doing it for 1 year, 2 years, Mulana. This man is actually playing. He's messing his own life up, his family life, and he's messing the life of that other woman. He's keeping on the string. He's having great fun and great pleasure, Mulana. If he was so sincere to take her on, and Sister Adila knows about it, so she should have put her foot down straight away. You either marry her now, or you stop this relationship. Otherwise, I am going to my parents and bring it to their attention. Mulana, to let it go like this and leave it for so long, also is not right, Mulana. If it's a wrong that's been committed, we need to stop it.
Indeed.
That's my point, Mulana. If Sister Adila knows that her husband is doing this, she has two options. She either tell him, you want to marry her and save yourself from zina, fine, go ahead. As much as you're going to disappoint me or you're going to hurt my feelings, it's fine. But Shariat has given ijazat, I'm on with it.
Mm.
Or number two, you leave the woman completely. Break all ties. Communication.
Ustad, I have quickly, lastly, I have to stop because she says, I'm in love, Walana Salim Karim. I'm in love. I see you so
well. Yeah. It's a beautiful saying, you know. I'll add to what she's saying, Walana.
Uh-huh.
If you want your husband for yourself only, then lavish him with love.
Sure.
Hear my words. Lavish him with love. There's many ways that inshallah you can bring back spark and mashallah barakat in your marriage.
Mm.
It's just, you know, you can make him a king.
Mm.
It's just your attitude and your approach.
Anyway, it's a good topic. Maybe the discussion Thursday night. Maybe we don't know. How do you break two couples? Sister Adela is in love with this guy. Come on, Ustad, have a heart. I know it's a haram relationship. I see Yusuf Ali is looking with big eyes. Ustad, let's leave it there. Quickly, Ustad.
Shimon, I didn't get your question.
I say, how do you break two lovebirds? Sister Adela is in love with this guy, you know.
Well, Marana, it's haram.
Yes, finished. It's haram, we know.
That's finished. Number two, I want to tell you something. I ended with this saying, Marana.
Gee, Ustad.
You know what is a happy marriage?
Uh-huh.
This is now, you know, an unpleasant marriage, what's happening there with Adila.
Uh-huh.
A happy marriage is about three things.
G.
Number one, memories of togetherness. Why can't we, alhamdulillah, treasure those moments that we were together from the time we got made nikah and came home? Memories of togetherness. Number two, forgiveness of mistakes.
Sure. Subhanallah.
We all make mistakes, Mulana. Learn to forgive each other. And a promise never to give up on each other.
Allahu Akbar.
And a promise
never.
To never give up on each other. A happy marriage is about three things. What is it? Memories of togetherness. When you fight sometime, think quickly. You know, let's go back to the beginning of our marriage. What beautiful time we had together. What chemistry. What understanding. We were there for each other. We stood for each other. We cried together. We laughed together. We played together. Number two, forgiveness of mistake. He made a mistake. I made him laugh. Vice versa. And a promise to never give up on each other.
Ustad, we're going to leave it there.
Last one, Mona. Sister Adila, I want to give her advice.
Quickly, Ustad.
My husband's biggest flaws. Mistake is what?
Mm.
He works too hard and he's too nice. My husband's biggest flaw.
Ustad, we leave it there, inshallah. I see update is the 12 o'clock news. So, of course, we will continue, inshallah, with this maybe on Thursday night on our program, The Discussion.
Inshallah,
Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haji Yusuf Ali, up next is the 12 o'clock news. Well, listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Sirius FM, in touch, in tune. An independent, what? Handsome Haji Yusuf Ali.